Well, that was rough last night, eh? You know, you've seen some odd goals go in. You know, I'm sure guys talk about it. You talk about getting bounces here and there. I've not seen a bounce quite like the second one that went in on Henrik. I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world now, and I know your players won't, to say it's just not meant to be when you see a goal like that.
Well, I think like anything else, you go with, I guess, the bounces, and if it's like anything in life. If you look for excuses, you can find them, but that's not what this group is all about. And unfortunately, in hockey, sometimes the puck doesn't always bounce the way you want it, but you have to get traffic in front. I think you saw that on the first goal by the Rangers, Pyatt, and certainly on the second goal, where there's traffic in front, because Rask and Lundqvist, if they see the puck, they're going to stop it. And on the game winner by Paiu, who had an excellent hockey game by all accounts, got rewarded for a strong game.
Adam, with so much talent up front for New York, where has the offense gone for the Rangers in this series?
Well, I think that when you look at Boston as a whole, when they're at their best, they are cycling and playing in your zone with their forwards, and they have probably as good a balance in their top four lines as any team in the East. And I haven't seen the West a lot this year, but you would suggest that LA, that's how you could talk about them with their balance. But with that being said, in order to counteract that, you have to play in their end and more end zone play. And I think when you heard the comments from Coach Tortorella after the game last night, he suggested that the end zone time has to be almost the opposite, where you're playing more time in the Boston zone and trying to create turnovers with their defense. And again, although Char is a big man, you want him skating and working if he's going to play 30 minutes a game and trying to wear him down in a long series. And it sounds like it could be tough to wear down a guy that's 6'9", 270 pounds or whatever it is, but the only way to do that is to get in his end zone, get into battles with him, and force him to move.
So two-time Stanley Cup champ Adam Graves joining us from the Rangers front office. The Rangers uphill battle, no doubt, down 3-0, game 4 at MSG coming up tomorrow night. Let me ask you about goalies. Every player will say, we know we got in a goalie when we're confident, a goalie like a Mike Richter, like a Bill Ranford when you won your cups. Do they get confident about the guy at the other end if they think he's struggling? Like right now, that's a struggle for the Rangers. If Rask had given up a soft goal here and a soft goal there, it does it instill confidence? Do you want to shoot more and take every opportunity you can at the net?
Yeah, I think that enters your mind. And where the game has evolved, even more so than when I played, even the last 10, 12 years, is teams are so much more prepared now. And that's from player 1 through 20. From having, back in the day, there was no such thing as a goaltender coach. Now every team has a full-time goaltender coach. You have, a strength coach. You have a nutritionist. You have this. The amount of detail that goes into the game. So if you're going against a goalie and, watching like everyone else, it's playoff time, you're watching a ton of hockey, and you say, well, look at that, whatever that team may be, they're shooting low blocker side on the guy in the net. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a reason why they're shooting low blocker side, because they've watched an hour or 2 hours of tape and about 25 to 50 goals scored on that particular goal in that particular place. But again, Rask is an excellent goaltender. He's at the top of his game right now, and at times he's making things look easy when there is an opportunity. And much like Lundqvist, he's a he's one of the best, if not the best, in the league over the last 3 or 4 years. And again, it can get into your head when you're playing against a goaltender like that, because you try to see the whites of his eyes and you're really trying to make that perfect play and that perfect shot. And sometimes it's just better, as in the case last night, to get traffic and get the pucks at the net. And both shots, both the first couple shots were it wasn't like it was a big blast that just beat the goaltender. They just didn't see it. It was a C&I shot.